we talk about the chronic complications of diabetes. You don't need to write anything. Most of it is already there in the lectures. You go to the faculty.ksu.edu.sa.mat, you'll find the lecture there. So you don't need to write anything. Some of what I say is going to be taken from a book that we have written on diabetes, mostly management, covering both type 1, type 2 diabetes and in-hospital patients with diabetes. I'm going to cover a big list, so there are like 8, aside from the general and the summary, 8 topics, so you don't expect to have details of everything in 1 hour. But just to give you an idea, that diabetes is not simply blood glucose. Diabetes is more than glucose. Okay? Otherwise, if you think about it, diabetes should be a good thing because you have too much glucose, right? And glucose is power, it's energy. Do you complain that you have too much money?
No.
See? No. The more, the better. Do you have any problems if you have too much gas in your car? No. We'll go long. So why is it a problem to have too much glucose? When it's energy. You don't want to be full of activity and energy? Yes and no. Glucose is energy if you can use it. But the glucose in patients with diabetes is not usable because they don't have the insulin that takes it into the tissues to utilize it. In type 1, they don't have insulin. In type 2, they have insulin, but it doesn't work. So it's like having a big pipe. You can see that the water is coming through and it's going to your neighbors. Does your farm benefit anything?
No.
No. The one next door is the one who benefits. So it's the toilet that gets the glucose in the urine which benefits, not you, right? You have too much glucose, but it's in the pipes. It does not go through the body. While it's in the pipes, it causes all of the damage to the pipes. That's why diabetes should be viewed not as a metabolic disorder, but should be viewed as a vasculopathy. Small blood vessel disease and large blood vessel disease. Small blood vessel disease because glucose glycates the tissues of the blood vessels, and large vessel disease because glucose that causes glycation, also in cooperation with other problems like hypertension, smoking, dyslipidemia, hypercoagulopathy, which I will come to, causes together problems with large blood vessel disease. So we have a small blood vessel disease, we have large blood vessel disease.
محاضرة أكثر.
ها؟
محاضرة أكثر.
لازم. لأن محاضرة ريبليسمنت.
أستاذ سلطان ما أعطى حضرتك قائمة التحضير. طب نحضر إحنا؟
إذا بدك. أنا ما عندي. ما أنا متحمس كثير للتحضير. اللي يبغى حياة ولا يبغى يجي حياة. يعمل في حاجة ثانية أفضل. ما في مشكلة بالنسبة لي. فأنا حاجة يعني إدارية محضة ما لي علاقة.
أنا حكلمك يا أستاذ سلطان.
اعتبروا نفسهم اللي كانوا موجودين كلهم ماضي. وأنتم أيضا ينطبق عليكم. عليه. So we have vasculopathy both microvascular and macrovascular. The microvascular are these. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Just to mention. There are other problems, but just to mention this. Why is this important? Well, because we make a diagnosis based on that. So if you have high blood glucose that doesn't cause a problem, then there is no problem. It's not a lab problem. It's the high blood glucose that causes a specific problem, peculiar only to diabetes. So if you go to the ophthalmologist and they see retinopathy, they say, oh, he's diabetic. He did not know about the lab. But he knows that this is only seen in this disease, which is called diabetes. So the excess glucose that causes this specific problem is that. It's not just because they take the normal range for blood glucose. Okay? Nephropathy is a little bit peculiar, but not like retinopathy. Retinopathy is the sine qua non. You know what sine qua non means? It means العلامة الفارقة. العلامة الفارقة. Foot problem is vasculopathy plus neuropathy plus ulcers plus infection. Okay? Causes foot problems. You know what this is? ED. This is the one that the patient comes, he doesn't talk to the female doctor, he doesn't talk to the junior doctor, he says, where's Dr. Almaty? And he wants to speak to me privately in the other room. It means erectile dysfunction. Okay? Mm-hmm. But what will kill the patients? What will kill the patients is the large blood vessel diseases. That causes, these ones will cause disability, right? If you don't see, if you have retinopathy, then you are in trouble. If you need dialysis, then this is another trouble. Okay? But that wouldn't kill you. What will kill patients are these. Cardiovascular disease, myocardial infarction, especially that they have silent ischemia because they lose their awareness of pain. The neuropathy kills in the nerves. Okay? They get strokes. Peripheral vascular disease and amputation. Now, if you go to the orthopedic floor and you see a patient who is, let's say, 40 years old, male, and he's got an amputation, you ask one question. Is it trauma? Answer, no. Then you can close your eyes and say, diabetic and smoke. Smoking alone doesn't usually do. Diabetes alone doesn't usually do. You put them together and you get amputation. Does it always have to happen? No. But if it happens, it's because of diabetes and smoke. And then summary, which means I will go back to this to show you that I have covered all topics. إذا استعطيني فرصة وبعدين أنا أرجع أجمع كل الأسئلة وأجاوب عليها كما في المجموعة السابقة إن شاء الله. So in type 2 diabetes, this is a wisdom. This is the Joslin Clinic now. This man, 100 years ago, from fat it begins and fat it ends. So it's obesity that causes type 2 diabetes, and it's fat that deposited in the blood vessels that causes death from diabetes. Obviously, patients with type 1, before the discovery of insulin, they will die. So we didn't know about microvascular complications until insulin was introduced. They live until they get
complications.
Then we started to see the complications. Yeah? Because before that, patients with that, how would you know that they will have complications? They are dead. Now, all these slides together. In any population, you take the blood glucose fasting, random hemoglobin A1C. You reach a degree where then there is a sudden increase in the evidence for retinopathy. Okay? You can see. You reach fasting blood glucose, random blood glucose, above 6.5 hemoglobin A1C, all of a sudden problems with retinopathy. Okay? So definitely that blood glucose, excess blood glucose causes problems. Definitely. No doubt. The other evidence is, if you treat this hyperglycemia and you restore almost near euglycemia, you benefit these patients, especially if you do it early, before the damage is done. That's why it's crucial to treat patients with type 1 diabetes very intensively at the beginning of their disease to prevent complications. So we know that glucose causes the problems, and that if you treat it, you have a lot of benefit. With type 1 and type 2, as long as you intervene early. With type 2, there is another problem, is that the insulin that they have also causes a problem. They have too much insulin. Hyperinsulinemia and insulin resistance are causes for problems that we will come to later. So in type 1, it's pure. They have no insulin, and they have hyperglycemia, and they have all the problems that relate to microvascular disease. In type 2 diabetes, they have hyperglycemia and they have hyperinsulinemia, and both of them are problems. Okay? So diabetic retinopathy. In type 1 and type 2, just like someone has asked, type 1 and type 2 causes microvascular disease, but when later than that. So there are less frequent problems and delayed problems, but they are the same problems. So both type 1 and type 2 cause microvascular disease, but type 1 earlier and more severe. Type 2 later and less severe, but it's the same. Okay? So diabetic retinopathy, nephropathy, neuropathy, and then cardiovascular disease and stroke. And I want to emphasize these things in so many ways, so many pictures, just to imprint the idea in your mind. When you see a patient with diabetes, it's not only glucose. And if you just concentrate on glucose, you forget about the patient. What is important to the patient is his eyes, and his nerves, and his kidneys, and his heart, and his brain, and his foot. Okay? So it's not simple sugar. It's that one that kills. And it's this one that disables. And this one that disables. And this one that disables. So just imagine that a patient who is only 15 and he has type 1 diabetes, by the age of 25, he is blind and he is on dialysis. That's bad. Yep. Because these are the productive years between 20 and 65 or 70. Right? And if a patient dies at the age of 40 from a myocardial infarction, that's terrible. Okay? And we know that we can prevent many of the complications to a large degree by good, appropriate, early control. It has to be good, it has to be appropriate, and it has to be early. Okay? Unfortunately, when these adolescents have diabetes, and you advise them, they don't listen to the advice. When they want the advice, it's too late. It's gone. Okay? أنا دائما أمثل لهم أقول لي إذا تبغى في واحد عنده جرافة وجاي للبيت يهدم البيت تتفاوض معاه قبل ما يهدم. بعد ما يهدم البيت أحسن ما يكون يسولف وياك ياخذك إلى المطعم وأكله البيت راح. صح؟ So hyperglycemia on the eye, there is retinopathy, cataract, glaucoma. But these are also seen in other cases. It's not peculiar to diabetes. End result is blindness. Here, there is nephropathy early on, later, gross albuminuria, kidney failure, and need for renal replacement therapy. Neuropathy, peripheral, somatic, and autonomic neuropathy. Diabetes is the leading cause of blindness and end-stage renal disease in the developing world. And I said, you know, if you just close your eyes for amputation, it's because of diabetes, unless there is trauma. Now, what is the evidence that if we intervene, there will be benefit? Well, there are two studies, one in type 1 and one in type 2. And both of them prove that good, intensive, early control gets the best benefit, truly beneficial. Truly beneficial. But there are other problems, you know, hypertension, even in microvascular disease. The other problems, you need to deal with all of them, not concentrate only on blood glucose. So smoking is bad for the eyes. And if you ask the patient, do you smoke? And you say, yes. Can you stop smoking? He said, شاء الله, حاول, ما قدر. هذا تقطع منه الأكل. لأن اللي ما يقدر يقطع السموكينج ما حيغير رأيه في الأكل. صح؟ He pays to kill himself. How can you prevent that? He pays to kill himself. How can you help with that? Pregnancy worsens retinopathy during the pregnancy. So if a patient has type 1 diabetes and she wants to be pregnant, it's better to do the intensive control and all of this before becoming pregnant. Because of growth factors and all other things that happens during pregnancy. And then these are the, you know, the macrovascular risk factors. In the management of type 2, you can see that blood glucose control is only one component of the management. Look at these. Do they have anything to do with blood glucose? No. plant. This has nothing to do with blood glucose. This is nothing blood glucose. So it's five things. And most of important is this one, because you reduce the macrovascular disease with this. It has nothing to do with diet. Has nothing to do with blood glucose. These are the mechanisms, and I'm not going to go through them. This is chemistry. But you can see, with just 1% reduction in hemoglobin A1c, we insist that hemoglobin A1c should be what?
6.
7. They say 7 is heaven. 7 is heaven. Less than 7, you take them to heaven. Yeah? But 1% reduction will cause this reduction in complications. Okay? Very huge differences. It doesn't mean that someone who is 80, you take them to 7. Okay? Because I said, early, good, appropriate. You have all the damage to the blood vessels, and then you want to reverse it? How can you remove blood clot? How do you remove a lipid clot from an artery just because you reduce their blood glucose? It doesn't happen. You need to do it here. Okay? This is taken directly from the book, just to simplify things. So A is blood glucose control, and then B is the microvascular disease, and C is the macrovascular disease. And it has to be A, B, and C. That's it. Okay? So we come to the complications one by one, just to visit them, see what we can learn. This is the eye, and there are three forms actually of involvement. Proliferative, and macular involvement. And the macula is next to the disc, and the macula is the area of sharp vision and color vision. And if it goes, then you are gone. Blurred vision, no clear color vision, and very difficult to see. So the macula is an area of problems. See, early on, you have leakage of blood vessels, and you have microaneurysms. And it's just a change. If you look, then you can find them. But they don't cause any harm. Okay? So you look at them, you say, OK, he's got pre-pleural. He has no symptoms, and there is no danger. But so these are the soft cotton wool, whatever it is. It's very interesting. You know, the student said, oh, he's got signs. Okay? He's got signs. And these are the hard exudates, the plasma leakage into the retina. The problem is with proliferative retinopathy, it means you have blockage of the small blood vessels in the retina, and then you have collaterals. And collaterals are new blood vessels because of ischemia. They are trying to circumvent the ischemia. Unfortunately, these rupture, and they cause retinal detachment, and they cause macular edema. Okay? So once you have new vascularization, then you are in trouble. What does photocoagulation do? Reduces the ischemia so that you don't have a new blood vessel, so that you don't have retinal detachment. So there is one question that you can ask the patient with diabetes, just to know that they have proliferative retinopathy. You just ask them, have you had laser treatment? If they say yes, then it means they have proliferative retinopathy. Just with one choice. Okay. You can see the new blood vessel formation here, hemorrhage there, and macular hemorrhage. Macular edema, there is something analogous to it. Elderly patient just losing their eye very slowly, no pain, nothing. It's called macular atrophy. And it's almost familiar. And so if someone of your relatives, they lose their eyesight at the age of 50 or 60, you need to send them to the ophthalmologist early so that they measure their intraocular pressure to make sure that they don't have an open glaucoma. Okay? And because that's a preventable disease. It's a preventable blindness. So in type 1, they usually will have these things after the first 5 years of the disease. That's why you don't need to send the patient with type 1 diabetes immediately now discovered to the ophthalmologist. There is nothing. Just to start. But patients with type 2, you need to send them immediately, I mean within the first month or so, because you never know when they had the type 2 diabetes. Maybe the last time they tested their blood glucose was 3 or 5 years ago. Okay? Now, type 1, is there a way you can have type 1 for 3 years and not know about it? No.
Thank you.
They will die because of ketosis. So this is an eye that has been burnt with laser photocoagulation. Okay? So that we spare the area of the retina not becoming ischemic and not to have new blood vessel formation. Okay? So this is all in an attempt to preserve the macular area. So that's retinopathy. And that's peculiar to type 1 diabetes, type 1 or type 2. It's peculiar to diabetes. The ophthalmologist will put an ophthalmoscope and he will say, this patient is diabetic. There's no other cause, there is no other cause for this type of retinopathy. Diabetes, you have hyperfiltration, increase the glomerular because of osmosis. You have solutes in the blood and you increase the amount that is delivered into the kidney. Then you start the leakage at the microalbuminuria level and then overt proteinuria and then end stage renal failure. That's why one of the advice to help with these patients is to reduce the amount of protein intake, to reduce the amount of hyperfiltration here. So it's not a good idea to eat a very large protein diet, very rich protein diet. It's injurious to the kidney. Is this only peculiar to diabetes or even normal people? Even normal people who eat more meat are more likely to have problems with their kidneys. But it's different in amount and duration than diabetic patients. Okay? So it's not a good idea to eat lots of proteins. You need to eat 1 gram per kilogram per day to keep your muscles, and that's good. If you eat more than that, then you're injuring your kidneys. Okay? So in the first, this is type 1 diet, first 10 years or so, you have microalbuminuria. Then you start to have, you know, after first 10 years, dipstick proteinuria. So it's macro proteinuria. And then you start to go into renal insufficiency, increased creatinine, and end-stage renal disease. Does it always happen? No. Does it always happen in this sequence of 10 years and 15 years? No. Some patients after 8 years, some patients after 25 years. And there is no way of predicting this. But the worse the control, the higher the blood pressure, the higher the protein intake, the higher the incidence of smoking, increases your chances for having more nephropathy. So it's not only blood glucose. But certainly, uncontrolled blood glucose is a problem. And I really, you know, this staging of 1 to 5 is for you just to organize your mind. But this is what happens. Okay? We've talked already about it. So low protein diet, but less than 1 gram per kilogram or 0.8 milligram per kilogram of body weight has not been proven to be helpful because they repeated the study. One study said 0.5. When it was repeated, it was not proven. But 0.8 to 1 gram is reasonable. Okay? Reasonable advice. How can you help? Someone in the previous group asked, is there anything you can do to reverse the process? And the answer is definitely yes. You improve glycemic control, you improve blood pressure control, you stop smoking, you treat lipids, and you produce the best result. You can reverse the whole process. Microalbuminuria, yes. Macroalbuminuria, yes, to a large degree. End stage renal disease, no. Alas, it's gone. Neuropathy, the peculiar one, the classic one is what?
Gangrene. Tingling.
Yes. Pins and needles, tingling. Pins and needles, burning sensation in the hands, distal, both sides. Doesn't happen one side. Tells you it's only one side, maybe it's carpal tunnel. It's not diabetes. Both sides, symmetrical, distal. Neuropathy, both teeth, lateral. Okay, and then you have negative symptoms later on. Numbness, not feeling your feet. The one that I saw, the worst case of neuropathy was someone who slapped their foot. Both of them are gone. No skin. You can see the muscle under that, and they wouldn't even feel. They just smelled it. It's barbecue. You can imagine how that happened? The fire. لا تزعجوا بالهون 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 بالهون. Okay, so he's left his foot, both of them gone, skin, no skin. Okay, and then there are focal neurological deficits. One very famous one, does anybody knows? Famous peculiar nerve is gone. One nerve. No? No, you don't know. It's information. Cranial nerve number 3. All of a sudden, the patient opens his eyes and he cannot raise his leg. Okay? And it improves with the blood glucose control. It has good prognosis. Autonomic neuropathy, especially
MI.
Hypoglycemic and awareness. You know, you need your sympathetic nerve, parasympathetic nerve, to get your adrenergic. If you fast now and there is no glucose, what happens?
Glucagon.
Do you need insulin? No. Insulin gone down. What else comes up?
Glucagon.
Glucagon. These patients, type 1 diabetics, lose glucagon also. After 10 years of diabetes or so, they start losing glucagon. So they cannot raise even counter-regulatory hormones against hypoglycemia. Okay? One of my patients, he's a teacher, and he had hypoglycemia while driving, and he found himself in Kharj instead of Riyadh. He said, I woke up, I didn't know why I was in Kharj. Many patients have car accidents. So one of the students asked, which one is more dangerous, hypoglycemia or hyperglycemia?
Hypoglycemia.
Well, hypoglycemia immediately now, yes, because it could kill you. You can go into coma and die. But hyperglycemia on the longer. Does hyperglycemia kill immediately?
No.
Yes, it does. That happens.
Any
good nobles be sure. Okay? It does when you have a blood glucose of 900, 1000 with DKA. Yeah, you could die. When you have 1000 milligram per deciliter, per deciliter of hyperglycemia in hyperosmolar state, you get vascular problems, and you get a coagulopathy, and you get mesenteric infarction, and you die. Okay? But it needs to be in the thousands. But with hypoglycemia, you could immediately die. So the answer is yes and no to both of them. This is not a diplomatic answer. This is a truthful answer. Okay? So we've already talked about this. I had one slide that shows also A fiber and C fiber, but I don't think you like to hear about that. You've got enough neuroanatomy. Okay. And I'll show you. So poor glycemic control, reduced cardiovascular risk factors, and there are experimental therapies because the pain is intolerable. Some people cannot sleep because of this burning sensation. It's like electricity. And I already talked about the mononeuropathy, cranial nerve number 3. Okay? And there is a peculiar wasting of the muscles of the thigh. It's called myopathy. And I've seen maybe 2 cases in my own, and I see huge numbers of diabetics. So it's not a very common thing to see. Why does it happen in one patient and not all of these others? I don't. What is so peculiar about these 2 patients? I don't. Autonomic neuropathy, I've already talked. One of the features is gastropathy, delayed gastric emptying. One feature is silent myocardial ischemia. They have no chest pain, and yet they have a myocardial infarction without knowing about it. And one is hypoglycemic unawareness, and I've talked to you. And one is erectile dysfunction, and I've already mentioned these. So these are just 4 of the features of autonomic neuropathy. Now, the diabetic foot is a combination of the vasculopathy, of the neuropathy, of the loss of sensation, of the pressure on the foot, of infections, of ulcers, okay? And the sad thing about diabetic foot is that it's completely preventable. If the patient examines their foot every day before they go to bed, and just to clean it and make it soft with the creams, and ointments without falling in the bathroom when they go. Okay, so they need to rub it off before going to the bathroom. Okay? And just looking for small wounds and treating them very early. And when they go to the doctor, they need to show the doctor their foot. Just this little advice saves lots of. And stop smoking. Stop smoking. Stop. Most of the pressure is on the big toe area and that area. You see more than 60 to 70% of the ulcers are on that side, beside the heel ulcers and the lateral ulcers. And they can start from, you know, just at risk, a little bit of redness, but nothing. Then a small ulcer, this is a repeat, small ulcer, grade 2 ulcer, but it has not gone to the bone yet. Going down, full thickness ulcer, and then gangrene of one or more of the small toes, and then, you know, this heel ulcer, and most of the toes are gone, basically. They auto-amputate sometimes. And these are the risk factors for them. And you can see that hyperglycemia is one of them. But you don't see diabetic foot in non-diabetics. So hyperglycemia is definite, but other factors contribute. Okay. Trauma, that's why we ask them wear a nice, comfortable, wide shoes that protect you. If it's too tight, it will cause an ulcer and you wouldn't know about it. Okay? The neuropathy, the vasculopathy, the infection, smoking, all contribute to the diabetes. Prevention, this is the things that we can do. You know, early interventions. This is our side. More important is the patient's side. Okay? But they say, okay, we'll educate the patients. If we educate them and they believe in it, but they don't do it, it's useless. It's only when they act on it. If they don't use it, it's useless. Just to be aware of it is not helpful. Doctors know that smoking is bad, right? You need to tell them, they know. Do they believe in it? Yes. They go to the orthopedic floor and they see the patients with amputations. So they believe in it. Who are the highest percentage smoker on air? Excellent. كل الكلام هذا على نحتاج إلى توعية نحتاج إلى التلفزيون ادخلوها في المناهج كل شيء في هالمناهج المسكينة المرور والسكر كل شيء في الدنيا على هالمناهج بس إنه إذا قلنا لهم يعني بيعتدلون أبدا هم يعرفون That doesn't mean if you are not aware of it, you can, at least, if you are aware of it, and act on it. Yes, definitely. بس إذا أنت بس تعرف هالمعلومات العامة دي ما تفيد شيء كثير.
Explanation, وش هو دكتور؟ إن الدكاترة أغلب اللي يدخل. أنا جاني السؤال هذا وما عرفته.
ما عرفته؟ يا دكتور ناصر. جاوبه.
Stress.
آيتين.
قلت لك stress.
وأما ثمود فهديناهم. استحبوا العمى على الهدى تقول له يعرف ما يبقى ما تناسب. هذه واحدة. اثنين، وجحدوا بها واستيقنتها أنفسهم ظلما وعلوا.
بس ليش الدكات فئة الدكات
ظلما وعلوا؟ هذولا أنا جبت آيتين درجتين مختلفتين من الإعنان، واحدة بس ما لها نفس، يعني يقول ما لي خلق. العراقي يقول ما لي خلق، ما في شيء صاير في الدنيا بس ما لي خلق، ما لي مزاج. يعني هديناهم فاستحبوا العمى على بذل، بس استحبوه. دول الثانيين لا، ما عندي نازل، يقول احنا نعرف لو يصير بيصير، خلا يصير يصير. كل تلاقيهم برا، تطلع برا وتشوف الدكاترة. إذا تبغى تعرف نزل تحت جناح 11 لأنه نهاية السرع هناك عند المخازن الطبية، وتشوف المدخنين المدخنين
أخوان الشياطين.
This is a way of testing if they can feel pressure. الناس ما تتقبل ترى. أنا أقول لك الآية بس عشان أقرب الموضوع، ما يحتاج تقرأ عليهم آيات. بعض الأحيان تهاون مثل هذول استحبوا، وبعض الأحيان لا معانا دبا. أوكي. Diabetic food ulcers. What can you do? You debride them, you treat them early, you make sure that if they need vascular anastomosis, management of ischemia, management of infection. This is in the book, and it grades them from red to green. The too hot and wet are the most terrible ones. Okay. Got that? Good. So it's visual. You don't need to read. It's direct. Erectile dysfunction, I've talked to you. Basically, neuropathy and vasculopathy, multiple medications, and elderly men tend to have more hypogonadism. So sometimes you can actually help them, because the problem is not directly related to diabetes. It's actually low testosterone. So the treatment is just to give them testosterone. They think you are the best doctor. Because nobody looked for it. They just think, okay, he's diabetic and he has it. No, not necessary. Cardiovascular. Eventually, patients will die because, you know, because of these problems with big vessel disease. Okay. Peripheral vascular disease, coronary artery disease. See, most patients will die with diabetes. Will die from it. More than 60-70% of patients will die because of large vessel disease. And the risk factors are many. Okay. Genetics, you can do nothing about it. Hypertension, hyperglycemia, smoking, these are the same ones that you have seen with microvascular disease. Right? Fat is a very active endocrine organ. It produces so many things. Okay? Patients with type 2 diabetes are usually obese. And they have this fat, mostly omental fat, and it produces all of these problems. And you can see that these are the same problems as the risk factors for microvascular disease and macrovascular disease. Dyslipidemia, hypertension, hypercoagulable state, inflammation of blood vessels, right? So fat is the largest endocrine organ in the world. And I insist on this again and again and again, because you pay your own money to kill yourself. You can just stop this. Okay? You can tell them, obviously you can tell them ممنوع التدخين شوف النهاية أو هذا. كيف تمنع هذا لما يصير عمره 50 سنة تقول له والله بطل تدخين وهو عمره 3 سنين ويدخن؟ بيموت قبل. And if you like someone, give them aspirin. Okay? Aspirin is a good antiplatelet agent. So if you have a male who is diabetic, who is a smoker, who is hypertensive, they need aspirin. All of my patients on diabetes, type 2 diabetes, are on aspirin. Unless there is a reason for not using aspirin. They believe in their gut or something. Same thing for stroke. It's exactly the same thing. This is large coronaries, and this is large carotid blood vessels or posterior circulation. Okay, peripheral vascular disease. Someone asked about the stepway to amputation. Okay, most common cause of amputation. Middle-aged men, non-traumatic, diabetes, and so on. Cover the topics?
Yes.
Yes. Good. Questions?
You said for gestational diabetes, or gestational blood sugar, increase in blood sugar.
Gestation.
السبب هل ممكن يؤدي إلى كرونيك دايابيتيس؟
The easiest one is the last part. Does a patient who have, does a patient who just became pregnant and have diabetes, does that necessarily mean they will have diabetes later on? There is a 10% chance for every year in increasing diabetes, for each pregnancy, 10% more, each time. Okay? And why? Because they have placental antagonists to insulin. The placenta produces insulin antagonists. Pregnancy is a challenge to your insulin homeostasis. That's why we treat them. That's why we treat them.
Is there a chance to send the nephropathy?
No, no, not for gestational diabetes for the first time. No, that's for type 1 diabetics who become pregnant.
And the foot, diabetic foot, is it a micro or a macrovascular disorder?
دائما بتعطي أجوبة حاسمة كذا قاطعة. لا تصير سفير ورطنا. يقولوا لك أنت إحنا السبب، يقول إيه إحنا. ممكن وغير ممكن، ممكن آه ممكن لا، نشوف الموضوع نتدارس وكلها ونسوي لجنة. Sometimes it's mostly microvascular disease. That's why they have problems in the foot and yet pulse is there.
Micro.
But does it have it that it happens also they have no pulses? Yes. That's called peripheral vascular disease.
When they're indicated for amputation, it's usually macro.
ما أدري وش تفيد خلينا أنا أقول لك فكرة عامة ما يستفيد المريض الواحد ما يستفيد من المعلومات العامة والإحصاءات المريض ينطبق عليه حاجة واحدة بس إما هذه أو هذه أو الثنتين سوا لكن هو ما يستفيد من أنه 95% من الناس عندهم مايكرو طيب هو ما عنده وعنده دايابيتيك فود إيش نسوي فيه هذا هو من النوادر لكن هذا هو العدد اللي حصل فبالنسبة له هو إيش النسبة؟ 100% لو ما عنده النسبة عنده كم؟ 0 فبالنسبة للمريض الواحد إما 0 وإما 100 مثل النجاح والرسوب لو أنا أقول لكم عند 20% تنجح إيش استفدنا؟ أو 80% تنجح ولا شيء لين أجي اليوم وأقول لك أنت درجتك كذا وناجح لأن إيش تستفيد أنت من 80 ولا ما تستفيد شيء ولا يضرك شيء أبدا ما ينطبق عليك الإحصاءات تنطبق على الجماهير لا تنطبق على الأفراد
الموليكولر على الموليكولر ليفل العلاقه بين الجلوكوز والنيرفز او
اجاوبك لوحده هو يبغى الموليكولر ليفل فهذا انا اجاوبك ككيمست ما هو هالمحاضره دي اوكي اجاوبك
لوحده
early on you reverse everything the DCCT trial The prevalence of neuropathy was 40% and went down.
It's a diabetic foot,
one foot and can be both. ممكن جدا ثنتين ممكن جدا الثنتين ممكن جدا واحدة ويعتمد على سبب يعني يكون عنده داخل شظايا في رجله أو عنده تروما بسبب أنه يميل إلى الجهة هذه فيول جيت بروبلم إن وان سايد بس يو كان هاف بروبلمز إن بوث سايدز مثل اللي أنا قلت لكم هذا خلع النعلين صارت رجلين واحد أنا ما أقول تنتهي أنا أقول إنه قد تنتهي بالعكس.
ترى بالنسبة للريتينا نيوفاسكولايزيشن ممكن تنفجر البسلز تسبب بلايند، هل ممكن اسوي يعني افويد بلايند؟
طب
بالبز
نيو طب النيو فاسكولاريزيش، ايوه هذا الفوتوغراف الفوتوكوابيليش هذا شغله يو بيرن موست اوف ذيس بلاد فيسلز الناس مصرين على طيب غير كذا
سؤال الجروب اللي قبل دكتور
أيوة.
لو كيف تفرق بين
الهايبر والهايبو
هايبر والهايبو في الكوما
اوكي السؤال لو واحد اغمي عليه هذا كان ممكن ان السؤال للمجموعه اللي قبل بعد كانوا مركزين على الهايبوغلايسيميك اويرنس اذا واحد الان مغمى عليه وش نسوي فيه جواب اذا انت في البريه او في المدرسه وما عندك طريقه الى انه البلد جلوكوز عندك ميتر ما عندك ها
هو سمتم
ما يحتاج هو مغمى عليه وش سمتم
اعطيه
اعطيه جلوكوز هذا اهم شيء لو هو هايبو حد العلاج لو هو هايبر ما حضره اكثر مما هو فيه
طب انا كيف اعرف انه هايبو ولا هايبر
ما يحتاج تعرف توني جاوبت اي كيف طيب كيف تعطيه سكر اذا هو مغمى عليه إذا في طريقة أو تحط إصبعك إذا عندك شوي عسل ولا شيء أو تدوب شوية سكر في موية أو مرندة أو شيء وتحطه تحتها خلاص أنا كتبت عسل في الكتاب فزميلي الدكتور سابور قال لا ده غالي جدا في الهند الكتاب ما كتب للعالم كله اشتغل الهند ممكن الصينيين بيشترون عسل يعني خليك لا تضر أحد
في ناس تخاف دكتور إنه يكون هو يعني كوما لدرجة إنه ممكن ما يقدر يبلع
ما يحتاج يبلع هذا تحت اللسان سب ميوكوزا الابزوربشن ما يحتاج يبلع
ولا خاف ينزل شيء
ما تخاف شيء وقل له نقطة عسل بتوعيه على بال بعدين تتفهم وياه شوية عسل ايوه بس مو هايبوغلايسيميا بين 20 اللي هو كوما و40 اللي هو واعي ايه بسيطة بسيطة العرق والترمر inability to concentrate وتاكيكارديا هذا هايبوغلايسيميا كل هذه غير موجوده في الهايبوغلايسيميا هايبوغلايسيميا انه الدنيا مغبشه عليه وما يشوف زين ودايم راسي وجهه بس ما في لا هايبر لا ترمر ولا في سويتس ولا في تاكيكارديا
دكتور what about the mouth smell
هذا في الكيتونز it's called cosmol breathing في
الدايبتيك كيتو
أسيدوسيس.
زكريا.
الناس مستمتعين. لا طيب.
هذا لا.
ما في مشكلة أنا بعد أحبك. طيب. شرفنا.